Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the Eau Claire Community Haven House offers shelter to Eau Claire's unhoused with a dream of a day shelter. That's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. 1 year after it started as a weekend emergency day shelter for Eau Claire's unhoused population, the Eau Claire Community Haven House is providing a daily respite from the unforgiving winter weather faced by those who have nowhere else to go. However, more paid staffing is needed to expand the facility's current operating hours and to offer local homeless residents more time out of harsh conditions that can prove deadly. To raise awareness about and money to address that need, an open house and fundraising event, as well as a news conference, was held this past Wednesday at Community Haven House, 502 South Farwell Street in downtown Eau Claire. Among those addressing the crowd, Susan Wolfgram. She's co-chair of the Jonah Affordable Housing Task Force. Jonah stands for Joining Our Neighbors Advancing Hope. It's a nonpartisan organization working from the grassroots. She says other pressing needs addressed by the Eau Claire Community Haven House include
access to bathrooms, food, health care, transit, storage, and laundry facilities.
Wolfgram says the mission of the Eau Claire Community Haven House is
to work with the greater Eau Claire community to fill in gaps in sheltering on a year-round basis by providing a safe, dignified, and respectful space for adults 18 years and older who are experiencing homelessness.
Wolfgram says
1 year after it started as a weekend-only emergency day shelter, and just since November of 2022, the Haven House now provides daily respite for our unhoused neighbors 7 days a week with limited hours until we can find additional staffing. We do have gaps in times of extreme weather or when we cannot find enough staff, but we are ongoingly collaborating with other community partners to cover those gaps.
Wolfgram says the long-term goal they're moving forward on
is a day resource center with comprehensive support services identified by our homeless neighbors, complementing the services that Sojourners will be offering.
Wolfgram says
addressing homelessness is on a continuum from safe sheltering day and night to permanent housing, which is always the ultimate goal.
Next up at Wednesday's news conference was Kevin Birch, the housing director with Catholic Charities and also introduced as the fiscal agent for the Eau Claire Community Haven House. Regarding Catholic Charities, Wolfgram says
without Catholic Charities, there is no Community Haven House.
Birch says the idea of a Community Haven House is something that had been discussed long before its opening on Christmas Eve 2021.
This need that we had in our community, especially last winter when we were focused on just fulfilling the emergency cold weather plan. And I remember early December, late November, we started talks about getting things up and running here. And I kept telling Susan and other members of the advisory committee and people and community members who helped us that this is going to be a lot of work, but let's tackle it. And if somebody would have told me we would have been up and running by Christmas Eve, I would have said no way possible. That takes too much work, too much dedication, too many people involved, too many moving parts, and we did it. And we were able to help shelter some of our homeless neighbors over the winter. And that was huge. And I would say we probably kept many of them alive.
Then Bert says, fast forward to this past summer.
We get some city and county support behind the operation of being able to start looking at, can we do this on a daily basis? And I remember in the summer, I was like, this is going to take till November at least. And if we're lucky, we'll be up and running by November. And lo and behold, I mean, other than a couple of days, we have been open since November just about every day.
Bert says he's always said,
yes, Catholic Charities can help be the employer of record and the fiscal agent. We have some experience with that, but this is a community-wide effort. It takes a community to surround our community members and help lift them up in whatever it happens to be. In this case, we're focused on the homelessness. But if it wasn't for, I would probably say, all of you and your interests in being here today and the entire community, with the support of city and county funding, we would not be here today. And many of our homeless neighbors wouldn't either. And they deserve hope and the dignity and the respect.
Kevin Birch, Housing Director with Catholic Charities, regarding the Eau Claire Community Haven House. City of Eau Claire Deputy Manager Dave Solberg says,
and one thing that I've learned with this issue that we have in the community and this problem that we have is that it is a terribly, terribly difficult problem to solve. And I don't know that there is a solution for it.
Solberg says recent developments in the city of Eau Claire serve to make it obvious more help needed to be provided for the city's unhoused.
And we started talking when Sojourners moved to IGA that we'll have to, right away, they have 6 months to be there, and then we'll have to find another spot for them. And when we started to plan for another move out of the IGA, the need became very apparent with COVID and then also the library being under construction, that it took the unhoused population and it made them very visible. And then COVID expanded those numbers and it became, almost an epidemic in our community. And through the hard work of a lot of people that were already mentioned, and I especially want to thank Susan Wolfgram for being a tireless advocate. And I mean, I get tired just looking at everything she does to keep the Haven House going. And everybody that's involved with the Haven House knows that, you know, this isn't the permanent solution. It's a very necessary need. It's something that saves people's lives every day.
But Solberg says what the city of Eau Claire really needs is a day resource center.
And we need some place where people can go and not just hang out and not be helped, but to go and be helped and receive the food services that they need, the medical care, psychological care, mental health, even employment training and so forth.
Solberg says,
I'm very, very thankful for the city council. The city council stepped up and allocated $450,000 of ARPA funds for the Haven House. The county helped partially match that with $100,000. But talking with Kevin Birch and how much the Haven House would cost to operate for 3 years round the calendar, so we had the cooling shelter in the summer and a warming center in the winter, it's about $900,000. So we still have a need for funds for the Haven House, but funds, if we're able to move the Day Resource Center forward, funds that would go towards the Haven House as a stopgap method to try and address the problems that we have with keeping people safe could go into the permanent solution.
Finally, Solberg says,
I just want to say, you know, my eyes have been open that this solution will take everybody, you know, the private sector, in the nonprofit sector, in the government sector, religious community, no matter what your denomination, non-religious members, it takes the whole community to come together and try to make it work.
And Solberg says, when you're talking to your local representatives,
you know, either at the state level or even at the county and city level, talk to your county board members and say, hey, you know, this is something the county's got some skin in the game in, city has some skin in the game, and try and hold your local representatives accountable to see the issue and the goals for it and what the solution would be, but also have them vote with, you know, what is the best need for the community, which is to try and get the Day Resource Center going, try and have that one-stop shop and try and help people with dignity and keep them safe and continue to save lives. And I'm sure with the cold spell that we've had this year already, and even last winter, you know, opening on Christmas Eve, lives have been saved by the work going on here, and more lives will be saved and enhanced going forward if we're able to not only keep the Haven House going, but also expand into that Day Resource Center.
City of Eau Claire Deputy Manager Dave Solberg. At Wednesday's news conference, Haven House Coordinator Tom Worth discussed the concept of radical hospitality, which he says they practice at the Haven House after seeing it modeled last summer at a couple of places in the Twin Cities.
Radical hospitality is really something that, unfortunately, marginalized populations don't receive. It's always move on down the road. You can't stand here. You can't be here. No, you can't use this bathroom unless you buy something. No, it's going to cost you to get a cup of coffee. Radical hospitality for us is extending our hand to them and saying, here's a cup of coffee for you. You need to use the bathroom? Downstairs. You need to just chill for a bit? Right here's a place where you can sit. It's really a concept that we've tried to drill into our staff here because it is so enlightening to see people light up when they are given the opportunity to really be given some respect and some dignity and some self-worth.
Autumn Matoxin serves as the Community Haven House on-site coordinator.
I know it means something when, like, we sit up here and we say, oh, we're so grateful, but I want to say from working here and listening to people, every single person in the on-house community is so grateful for every single person here. Like, when the county and the city stepped in to make sure that we were open during those cold days, I heard never-ending thank yous. I heard so many people weeks after say, I'm so glad that the city cares about us and that they want to, like, make an effort for us and show that they care. So to see all of you sitting, some of you are familiar, some of you are volunteers, some of you are just people in different organizations, just to see you here, to come out, means a lot to me and, like, everybody else I see on a daily basis.
Michelle Pride discussed her work with the Chippewa Valley Street Ministry.
Having been out on the street with folks who really have few options, and knowing the privilege that I have to go home to a warm house every night, to a kitchen full of food, to access to health care, to people who care about me and will listen to me, it's a very humbling experience to meet people with few of those things, if ever. If you're interested in spending time with us on the street, I invite you to come to the Facebook page or to the website, and we would arrange for you to have that experience. It's a wonderful opportunity to meet neighbors in places you wouldn't expect, and they are so gracious and so generous.
It's truly a privilege.
It's an absolute privilege
to be
with our neighbors who are in great need and to experience their generosity. We try to cover all the bases with the things that we have to offer, and we solve very few problems, even with the access to the resources that we have. It truly takes a community. I think that says it best. We need all of you in some way or another, whatever you have to offer, to tell other people about the need, to share the stories that you hear. Your voices are as important as anyone else's. So thank you for being here today and for caring enough to make a difference here in Eau Claire. Absolutely.
State Representative Jody Emerson was on hand.
So I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you guys that the governor is in town today for a budget listening session. And these are the stories that he wants to hear about. I have personally already talked to him about Community Haven House and the good work that you guys have been doing here and how the community has come together. But these are the things that, as state representatives, we need to hear about. We can't help fix problems unless we know about it.
Emerson says,
this is community. Unless we can uplift every person in our community is not strong. And, you know, I think this is what makes Eau Claire wonderful and what makes Eau Claire great. And just want to encourage you guys to keep advocating, whether it's at the federal level, state level, county, or city, for whatever we can to bring the funds together that maybe someday we're not going to need a situation like this, because everybody might have a house. Everybody might have a place to stay. And, I mean, that would just be an absolute dream come true. So thank you guys for the people who have organized filling in the gaps until we get to that day.
One of two recovering addicts addressed Wednesday's gathering.
My name is Case Palmer. I'm an addict. I was a user for, I've been sober for coming up with 2 years. I was a user for about 30 years. I've been in Eau Claire for about six. I came from Black River Falls. When I left Black River Falls, there were 18 heroin overdose deaths in a year and a population of 3,500 people.
Casey Palmer says,
I've had it easier than a lot of the people that come here. A lot of people that come here have it pretty rough. Autumn is amazing. I was here one day when, I mean, just very compassionate when she had to call the police on somebody, and they stuck around. They stuck around for the police to come and talk to them, and then they were later, and they were just grateful. She was very compassionate, and I mean, like, you know, it was very nice to see.
Casey says,
I am also a client of Catholic Charities. I've stayed at the Sojourner House off and on for the past 6 years. I am a graduate of PA, which was the predecessor to this through LSS over on Putnam. I got my CDL about a month ago. I mean, and a lot of these things have to do with, like I said, if you don't have someplace free to go where you're not beholden to that individual, you just end up in really bad situations. I'm very thankful for the Sojourner House and for PA and now the Community Haven. Yes, thank you. Thank you. It's a great organization. The people here, the other staff members here are amazing too. I mean, you guys have done a really good job here, and I hope to see it expand and, like you said, like work, what have you. But yeah, it's an amazing thing.
And finally, the speaker we began with, co-chair of the Jonah Affordable Housing Task Force, Susan Wolfgram, closed Wednesday's news conference with a quote from Eau Claire City County Health Director Lisa Giese, which she says
has guided every advisory committee meeting and every day resource center meeting, and it will continue to guide us as we move forward. Making progress on our homeless situation in Eau Claire is going to take new approaches. That is really hard and really messy. It will take commitment and real sustained effort. So yes, Liska, it has been really hard at times, and it definitely is messy. However, with all of the community commitment and sustained effort, we have gotten to this point today, and our goal is in November of 2025 to have a fully operational day resource center.
The Eau Claire Community Haven House at 502 South Farwell Street in Eau Claire, with hours that include 8 to 12 Monday through Thursday, 9 to 3 Friday through Sunday. And again, in addition to paid staff members, they're looking for people interested in applying for on-call casual positions. For immediate consideration, you're asked to fill out an application online and attach a resume and cover letter. For more information, check their Facebook page for the Community Haven House. That's the Facebook page for Community Haven House. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.